Let's clap. One, two,
ha! Well, blessings to you again today. Pastor Tim Carscadden here, Christian Center Shreveport. In our daily podcast, we're releasing a prophetic word this week. God is taking notes and taking names. And today we're going to talk about how far on your journey are you in agreement with what's been written about you. Just to encourage you to keep pressing on. Tuesday to you. I pray you're having a good day. I pray that God has covered you, put his light upon you, blessed you and your family and everything that you're putting your hand to today. It is, like I said, Tuesday, 8th day of August, 2023, 8-8. I like that. We always say new beginnings, but it's more than new beginnings. I've learned being around Jewish people and my friend Ira Milligan, who studies numbers at length. We call it new beginnings, but it makes it sound like eight means it's a start, it's a beginning of something great, which it is. But actually, it's almost eight is actually one, because it's an end of seven, which is perfection, and you start over again. So an 8-8, in a sense, is a 1-1, if you want to look at it that way. We've finished a seven, we finished another seven, and now we're on ones, which is a birthing, and the things that happen are put behind. And we press forward. When the Lord created the earth, he took a Shabbat, a Sabbath, right? And we've shared this before. The Jewish thought on that is it's like a songwriter who writes a song and he's through. He's not going to rewrite it. He's not going to go back and correct it later or change something. He's finished. He puts it behind. He starts a new song, starts a new chapter. And that's what we believe right now. God has taken us through a season where we've ended something and we've entered into another, and Kadesh Barnea is our cry, right? We've been talking about that. So this word is God is making notes and taking names, both good and bad. We declared out of Psalms 139:16 that he has books about all of us, each one of us. It's written in his book. So we know that God likes to record. It's in Malachi 3, if I remember right. There's a book of remembrance. God remembers things. He takes notes. He remembers names. Though no enemy gets away with anything. I can still remember my elementary school teachers taking names down of those who were screaming or those who were acting up, and then we got reported to the principal, right? Taking names. God does the same for what the wicked do against the righteous, but he also takes names of those who are walking in righteousness. Our names are written in a book of destiny, of purpose, and I want you to understand that. And we have this opportunity, I call it an opportunity, to walk out what he's written for us. I wished I could make sure that you, the listener, understand that God doesn't write negative things in your book. Oh, let me write cancer here, or let me write suffering here. That's just life. That's just part of life. What he writes is your hope and your future. He recognizes, obviously, you're going to go through things. He knows the end from the beginning, but he also provides a way of escape. He also provides a way to come under the wings of God and enter into that. And we must finish our race. We know that Jesus did. He completely said on the cross, it is finished. He did all that he was supposed to do. Did he change the whole world by himself? No. I mean, he did in the sense he brought the message that changes the world, but it was his disciples, the apostles, who would carry out what he put within them. So remember, you just have your portion to play. Stay in your lane. I did a whole teaching on that. And as you do, God will bring others beside you. The last verse in Hebrews 11 tells us clearly that others are perfected or finished when we walk in what they laid a foundation for. So Paul was that way, right? He says in Acts 20:24, I do not consider my life of an account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. So see, Paul was writing in Acts 20, well, Luke was writing it, but he's sharing the story of Paul. But he's sharing there that he knows his destiny. He knows what was written about him to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. That was his call. He's an apostle. He's a teacher. He's an equipper. That was his purpose. And so these things that have been written about us have been recorded in heaven's books, and it's our privilege, it's our honor to walk them out faithfully and to help God finish his ultimate plan in the earth, that every man has an opportunity to be saved. So yesterday we shared a little bit about Bob Jones' encounter. I was reading from an excerpt where I read about it, and where he saw books of resumes, which resumes is something that's already happened, but also it's a point that God not only remembers, but he also still has a hope and a future. Paul tells us that he prepared for us good works. Before we even got here, he did. So in this visitation, Bob was allowed to read the destinies of individuals with whom he knew, personally he knew. And he here's what Bob said, and I've heard this from others as well, that the people he knew, he observed, they had just begun their spiritual journey assigned for them. And some of these people were of age. I told you about Paul Kane. He was in his 70s, I believe, when I heard him talk about it. He saw his book, and it was a thick book, somewhat thick, and he said he was only in the first few pages, and he'd been in ministry 50 years. So that's why it's so important to understand what God has written about you and stay on that script, because there may be many things you're filling up your time with and your energy with that is maybe even good, but you're spending your time and it's not written for you. You're writing your own script. Let's not do that, all right? So he went on to say, he said, the first resume he examined was his own. After comparing the things ordained for his life with those that had already accomplished, Bob realized that only a small percentage had been performing. And Bob was an amazing prophet. So in this experience, he was allowed to read the divine resumes of the apostles Paul and John. Now that, I mean, that has to be amazing to have that opportunity. And surprisingly, it says, Bob discovered that the spiritual assignments given to them for their generation was no greater than the ones ordained for our day. Whoa, man, that is powerful. That's a powerful truth right there. Because we think that, oh, they got a greater call, a greater purpose. Look, your job, this is go back to what I talked about a couple weeks ago, stay in your lane. Success is doing the will of God, whatever God's ordained for you today. He said, in many cases, this destiny's appointed for this day had even more spiritual opportunity than the early church. He said, the early apostles lived at the time of birthing and sowing the kingdom seeds. We're living in a day identified with the maturity and the harvest of all seeds. Now, you got to understand that. We have the advantage of walking in the fruits of what others have sown. Why? Jesus said, you'll reap in a field you haven't sown into. So when he read the heavenly resumes of the apostles Paul and John, Bob noticed a complete page filled with the supernatural exploits and accomplishments that had birthed the apostolic church. He said many items listed could be correlated with scriptural events while others could not. He said it was strikingly apparent in Bob's visitation that heaven's plans for our day are no less important. Wow, let's grasp this today, guys. The spiritual accomplishments plotted for this generation are as significant and profound as those to the great apostles who walked with our Lord Jesus Christ in the earthly ministry and birthed the apostolic church. So in this encounter, Bob was also allowed to observe the recorded destinies of a prophetic ministry used mightily by the Lord through several expressions of revival. He said this man entered the ministry as a teenager and served the Lord for more than 50 years. Bob marveled about the 50-plus years only accounted for half of the ordained spiritual exploits recorded. in this man's resume, in the remaining years of his life, this humble servant of Christ will accomplish as much as he did in the first 50. This indicates the escalation, acceleration of spiritual fruitfulness in the coming days. This is what Job talked about, right? His latter days were bigger or more important than his former days. Woo! You know, for me, because I'm getting up there, this was encouraging. And I've been saved for quite a while, but I have to understand that God has more for me in the end than he did in the beginning. So the Holy Spirit can let us know. He's got these notes, and we need to read the notes that he's written, right? He knew every detail of our existence before we were ever born. And so he knows when we get up. He knows when we go to bed. He knows all those things. And David realized that as well. And he understood that walking in that, and we have to understand that if we were to count them, he says, all his thoughts for us, we couldn't number them. That's what it says in Psalms 139. They're so great. Are you with me? Are you encouraged today? Know this, that God has taken notes or made notes, and he's taken your name because you're born again. You're part of his destiny. And we have to understand that. There's also another guy named Roland Buck. Angels on Assignment is his book. Man, that book really opened me to the angelic realm. It's an older book. It's really good. I've heard him preach. He's not a really exciting preacher. And some people may think I am not either, but his truth and his revelation was amazing. It came out of Latter-day Rain movement. But he also was given the opportunity to see the records of heaven and observe destinies of key biblical and historical figures. And in his divine encounter, he's from Idaho, but he was shown heavenly accounts of Abraham, Paul, and other spiritual fathers, along with the several key leaders of this generation. In his visitation, it was the first in a series of meaningful experiences that included 27 visitations from the angel Gabriel. And matter of fact, if I remember his story right, I remember listening to him. Actually, he came back with a written down document, and he brought it back. He literally later, he said, just dissolved right before his eyes because it was not made of human, you know, materials. But that's the kind of visitation he had. And he had a messenger angel who also was ministering spirits and warring angels. He also had an encounter with Michael, visited him. And that ministry that he walked in was released in the late, I think, 1970s. And it marked a profound shift in the dimensions of the spirit. And it's significant to all of us. And he served the Lord faithfully for many years as a shepherd of a small little flock. And we have to understand your purpose may not have an outward manifestation that you think it should be, or it's not great enough. But if you're walking what you're called to walk in, then so be it. That's where the blessing begins. And I don't want to get too deep into his revelation, but I'm just trying to reemphasize the point that God makes these notes and he takes names. But the question is, are you walking in what's written about you? How far along are you in your book? I don't know where I am. I feel like I'm behind. I remember I had a dream many years ago about the ministry. This is many years ago. Hopefully we're much further along. And in the dream, the Lord told me that we were only fulfilling 30% of the vision of the house. I woke up. I was so discouraged, you know. I was like, 30%? Come on, Lord. That's I got 70% more to make up. And we have been pushing that and asking God to tell us what's written about us as a ministry. And we are walking in greater measures of it now than we ever have. This manifestation that you're listening to right now is one of those things that was written for us. Chuck Pierce prophesied part of that to us and said what we were doing and what we were saying and what we were ministering must get outside the walls. Well, this platform gets me outside the walls. Most of you do not have a physical connection to our house. You have a electronic one. You're listening to us on your phone or your computer or some other device. And that is beyond our little house. So I'm in that place with you and us together, fulfilling what was written. I want to make sure I'm writing. I don't know what my percentage is now, but I want to walk in everything that's been written for me, for my ministry. And I want to pray that over you. Father, for everybody here, let us understand that we cannot measure our success based on outward, but we measure it according to your word and what you wrote about us. That's what success is. And I pray right now, everybody that's listening, I break off discouragement, frustration, knowing that they're not where they should be. But Father, I ask for acceleration to be released, that they finish and finish what has been written about them to encourage them for the season ahead. Lord, I give you thanks for that today in the name of Yeshua. Amen and amen. All right. See you tomorrow. Well, thanks for listening each and every day here on our daily podcast from Christian Sinners Report. We pray that we are an encouragement to you each and every time we come to you on these platforms. Well, we've come out of our sabbatical month. It's been a very busy time for us, but we are now back on schedules. So if you're following our ministry, keep watching all our platforms, whether it be on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble. Our app is our best tool for you to keep up with what we're doing. So download that on your phone, Christian Sinners Report. Download on there. There's all our events there, but we also have our daily Bible readings, prayer requests you can put in there, connect cards, everything. Also, you can give there. And if you'd like to sow, we so bless you today for doing that. All right, come back tomorrow.